The no-confidence vote against Ammons comes after FAMU officials said last month that more than 100 members of the band had been allowed to travel and participate without being enrolled at the university. In calling for the vote, FAMU trustee Bill Jennings called that news a misuse of public money and trust.
And in light of some of the things that have transpired since our last meeting, I feel that there's been a breakdown in the leadership structure of the university, as well as the internal control systems within the university.
Those extra students came to light through a Florida Department of Law Enforcement investigation into hazing in the band. Jennings also took Ammons to task over incomplete audits done by the school's ex-audit director. At least 5 of the 15 missing reports were tied to the band's finances. Only 4 of FAMU's trustees sided with Ammons. Board member Kelvin Lawson said much of the ability to deal with the fallout from the hazing scandal and the audit issues was taken out of the administration's control.
I feel like the administration has been somewhat tied in their ability to act due to the external investigations that were taking place, and the university's leadership was specifically asked to stand down.
The Florida Department of Law Enforcement told the school to stop any administrative actions until its investigations were complete. Shortly after the board issued its vote, the Board of Governors chimed in. That's the group that oversees all 11 public universities, and its chairman, Dean Colson, commended the FAMU trustees for their actions. But others, notably FAMU's alumni base, pushed back.
Why is a president being asked to step down for being unable to control a ritual that no other person in this country has been able to eliminate?
FAMU alumni president Tommy Mitchell railed against what he sees as a bias against FAMU and the way the school has been portrayed in media reports.
The reason individuals are asking for Dr. Ammons' resignation is that it supports what some believe about historically black institutions. They are unnecessary, outdated, and unneeded in the 21st century.
In the last few weeks, several newspaper editorials have called for Ammons' resignation and a complete overhaul of the school's administration. The no-confidence vote also comes days after Board of Governors Chair Colson wrote a letter citing problems with the way the school's administration has handled the ongoing hazing cases. But Representative Alan Williams, a Tallahassee Democrat and FAMU alumnus, called the move political interference, something that the agency that accredits FAMU has warned state officials against. Doing.
I'm disappointed that the Board of Governors, the State Board of Governors, have injected themselves into this matter in a way that they say that the Board of Trustees at FAMU must take action. They've done that. They did that back in January. And so for the chairman of the Board of Governors to now inject himself into this process, it concerns me.
FAMU's Board of Trustees voted to reprimand Ammons in December. Members of the Board of Governors are appointed by Governor Rick Scott, who was also one of the first people to suggest Ammons step down. FAMU's Board of Trustees rejected that call in a January meeting. In his letter to FAMU trustees, the Board of Governors Colson also expressed concerns over a student-on-student sexual abuse case at FAMU's lab school and the accreditation status of 2 therapy programs which are on probation. After the meeting, Ammons said he got the message loud and clear.
This is very serious. This is very serious for the future of this university. And you have my commitment to fix them and get this job done.
The FAMU Board of Trustees' 8-4 no-confidence vote was one shy of a majority needed to formally call for Ammons' resignation. There is one vacant position in the group. The Board of Governors will appoint that person at its next meeting. For WFSU-FM, I'm Lynn Hatter.